Hello and welcome to the third episode in the Hijinx TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the host of Hijinx TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood dick nut, but here to bring you another entertaining podcast full of entertainment and sprinkled with some surprises throughout. What surprises do we have for you in this podcast? I can't believe I just did that again. I've done that for like so many episodes. I don't even fucking know how many episodes I did that exact same intro for, but wow, if you guys can go back and tell me how many intros I did the exact same intro for and comment on this podcast in the on Spotify. Spotify is the only one that I know that you can do that at. I don't know what I'll do for you, but I just want to know. So I don't remember where I was going with this, but anyway, I have a special announcement. We have finally broken into 24 different countries. God damn it, I forgot to write down the name of the country that we've recently entered, but oh my god, we entered it so good. Wow, I didn't mean to make that sort of a joke. Dick, that's kind of a gay joke. You entered him. No, I didn't say I entered him. I said we entered them. Yeah, that could still be taken as gay. You entered him. Them, not him. Them. Yeah, Dick, you're not really, you know, supporting your case here at all for not being gay when you're talking about entering men on your podcast. Dick, oh my god. You're a dick. No, 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 you're a dick. Oh my god, bad man. Alright, well, without further ado, sit back, relax, and away we go. Alright, Badman, are you ready to record this segment?
Yeah, Dick, what are we doing?
Well, some people have been emailing in questions, and so I figured we would answer them.
What do you mean people have been emailing in questions?
Well, they've been sending in questions and stuff to the email, and so I'm just gonna read some of them off, and we can, you know, answer them. And, it'll be a new segment.
I don't know if I'm okay with this, but alright, let's see what we got here, Dickie.
Seriously, stop calling me Dickie.
No, just read the fucking question.
Alright, fine. So, the first question is from Ed in Atlanta, and he wants to know what we think about, shelters that used euthanasia to put dogs down.
Wait a minute here. So, animal shelters are now outsourcing to other countries?
What are you talking about?
You just said euthanasia. The euthanasia. Like, why are they outsourcing to another country?
What the fuck? No, I said euthanasia.
Yep. Youth in Asia. I heard you. You don't need to repeat the fucking word. I know what you said. I just want to know why veterinaries are outsourcing now to Asia.
Oh my god, bad man. They're not outsourcing to Asia. Euthanasia. Oh my god. It's a word that means to put dogs down.
So they're using young children from Asia to kill dogs in our country, and then what the fuck? Why?
Oh my god, bad man. Look.
What?
This word right here is the one we're saying, euthanasia.
That doesn't begin with a Y.
Oh my fucking god, bad man. I don't think I'm stoned enough for this, buddy. You know, bad man, there is one thing that I've noticed about you over the years.
What's that, Dick? That I'm pretty good looking in spandex?
No. No, that's not what I've noticed. I've noticed, though, that sometimes you'll just sit there and gaze off into the distance. What? Fuck you. No, I don't. Yeah, like, sometimes you're just, like, sitting there and you just, like, gaze off into the distance and I'm just, like, you know, I'm wondering, like, what's on your mind when you're doing that?
Well, first off, I would like to just point out that it would be very, very inappropriate of you to ask me what's going through my mind when I'm doing that, if you really think that I'm doing that, but that is none of your fucking business. And secondly, how dare you accuse me of doing that and being that way?
What? The fuck are you talking about?
You just called me gay.
No, I didn't. No, wait, when I call you gay?
You said I sit there and just gaze off into the distance. Like, I just stand up and just what? I just, like, tiptoe away. I ballet away. I tap dance. Like, what, how do I gay away?
Oh, my God. I said you gaze off into the distance. Gaze. Not you are gay. Off. Oh, my God. Batman, I can't. Are you serious right now?
Are you serious? You're the one who brought this up. You're the one who started saying that I gay off into the distance and that you want to know what's going through my mind when I'm being gay with somebody, and that's none of your business.
So you're saying that you are then?
Oh my God. Fuck you, dick. I'm not gay.
I didn't call you gay. I said you gaze. G-A-Z-E.
Yeah, that's not how you spell plural. It's G-A-Y-S.
Oh my God. I'm talking about gaze, like gazing with your eyes.
You don't just gaze with your eyes. You gaze with your body, too. It's a whole lifestyle, dick.
Bad man. I thought I was stoned enough for this shit, but I'm not, man. Why do you have to do the things that you do?
Cause I'm Batman, duh. Hey, Dick, look. Look.
What, Batman? What are you trying to show me?
Look at the box. I told you, it says, if your election lasts longer. Look at the box.
Batman, are you fucking kidding me right now?
What?
You clearly wrote an L in permanent marker over the R. I can see that.
No, that's the packaging.
No, that right there. That right there is a fucking L in Sharpie. I know what Sharpie looks like, and that's Sharpie on a box, Batman. You went back to the Batcave, you grabbed a fucking marker, you grabbed your box, you saw that you knew that it was gonna say erection, and you put an L over it and thought that I was gonna be stupid enough to not see that L.
No, I'm not taking an L. I'm not trying to give you an L, Dick. There's no losses involved here, okay? It says election. That's what happened. An election lasted longer than 4 hours, and I had to go to the hospital. And by the time that, you know, the doctor actually came in, it was starting to go away.
Batman, you're not going to deter me from that. Box does not say election, it says erection, and you decided that you were going to change it and try to make me think that it says election because you think that I think that a boner is called an election and not an erection.
No, it's an election. You elect to build buildings upwards.
No, buildings get erected upwards.
No. Well, if they go upwards, then what? A boner doesn't go upwards, it goes out.
Holy shit.
What, Dick? Did you realize that I'm right in this scenario?
Oh my God. Batman, you are correct. I guess they do go out. I don't know why they're called erections. Maybe they are called elections.
Yeah, I told you. See, an election lasting longer than four.
No, you know what? No, I'm not. They're called an erection, Batman. They're called an erection. It's not election. God damn it. Get out of here. This is too early in the morning for this. So, Batman, we got Valentine's Day coming up. You told me you were working on something for Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah, Dick. I am going to be sending some ideas to Hallmark for some Valentine's Day cards for this year. And I have came up with, like, the best Valentine's Day cards ever.
Okay, can I see them?
I don't have them, Dick.
Well, excuse me.
God damn it, Dick. Come on. Take this serious. For once in your life, take something serious.
It was just a burp, dude. Calm the fuck down.
Anyway, before I was so rudely interrupted, I don't have the cards made. I just have my ideas written down. I'm going to send these in, and then Hallmark can make the cards however they want to make them. They can put, you know, puppies or kitties or balloons or whatever they want, hearts, flowers, whatever the fuck they want.
All right, well, let's hear some of your ideas.
All right. So, I'll save my favorite one for very last, but, here's one I got. Okay. The day I met you, it was such luck. And I think about it each time that we fuck.
Batman, Hallmark's not gonna put that on a card.
What? Why not?
Do I really need to explain to you why they're not gonna put on a card, you think about it each time that you fuck? Do I really, really need to explain that to you why they're not gonna put that on a Hallmark card?
Fine, whatever. Here's another one I'm gonna send in. If I could change the alphabet, I would put you inside me.
That doesn't even make any fucking sense.
Why not? I'd put you in, it's funny. I'd put you inside me.
Well, I mean, I guess females could get those for their boyfriends. That's like a joke one. Okay, I mean, like, all right, that one's a little, but me is not a fucking letter in the alphabet.
Yeah, M and E is.
Oh my God. All right, fine. All right, what's your next one?
Okay. I love when you get cute and flirty. Come on, baby, let's go get dirty.
I might buy that one. That one they might green light.
Yeah, I they might. So here's another one, because they just get better. Alright, if given the chance for one more dance, and then on the inside of the card, it would say, I wouldn't take it because you step on my goddamn feet.
That's just mean.
Yeah, but it's funny. It's funny. Come on, Dick. It's funny.
what's your next one?
Alright. Your clothes are great. They do not clash. When I see your booty, Hulk want to smash.
God damn it, Batman. Alright, okay. Okay, so far you've got two good ones in there. Alright, what's your next one? How many of these do you got?
I've just got two left, Dick. Here's the next one. Okay, this pot is great. This pot is fair. Get on your knees, I'll hold your hair. I love that one. Because, you know, that means, like, you know, get on your knees, bitch, and when you're doing something with it.
Wow. Seriously, Batman?
What?
You would say that to your significant other? Get on your knees, bitch. You're gonna suck my dick.
No, I wouldn't say that out loud. You get hit in the mouth for saying stuff like that out loud. I'm not stupid, Jesus Christ. This next one I would, though.
What's that?
Okay, this is my last one. This is my favorite one. This is, like, number one for me. This, I might go at the top of the list for this one when I send it. Is, hey girl, wanna fuck?
That's it? That's all it is?
Yep.
Oh my fucking god. Batman. Okay, that's definitely not going to make it. And I feel like if you put that at the top of your list, they're just not even going to read the rest of your list. I would suggest not putting some of those in there. And
Dick, you don't tell me how to live my life. And I won't tell you how to live your life. Okay, these have already been sent in to Hallmark. I sent them in right before I came over here to do the podcast. So there is no going backsies.
Then why did you just say you think that you're going to put that one at the top of your list when you send it in?
What?
Batman, you can't do this when we're having a podcast. You can't have writing inconsistencies like that.
What do you mean writing inconsistencies? We're speaking.
Yeah, but you literally just fucked up the storyline there, and now we're, like, fucking over 5 minutes into the skit, and now you're, like, what the... Oh, my God. Batman, why did you... You just said you're gonna be putting that at the top of your list when you send it in, but now you've sent it in already before you came over here. How does that work?
Because I'm a time traveler, motherfucker.
Alright, well, that is going to wrap up episode 3 of season 4 of the Hijinks TV podcast. This has been so much fun bringing you guys podcast after podcast after podcast over the last few years. It has gotten a little bit difficult over the last couple of months. Transitioning into a new living situation and a little difficult finding time to record in between trying to figure out where I'm going to be staying for the next few days here and there rather than in my car. And these podcasts have been helping to get through, and seeing that the numbers are growing and that we are finally getting into more countries is just fantastic. So really quick, the countries that we are listening to, and because we have hit our 24th country. So, we are listening to in the United States, Germany, Ireland, the United Kingdom, Canada, Singapore, Australia, Russia, South Africa, Switzerland, Malaysia, Romania, Lesotho, Hungary, the Netherlands, Norway, Indonesia, Israel, Sweden, Nigeria, India, Brazil, Botswana, and Estonia. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for sharing. Thank you guys for inviting your friends to listen and share. Remember, if you're on Spotify, to hit the follow button and then hit the little bell right by the follow button so you get notified every single time that we post a new podcast. And also go into your phone's settings, go into your notification settings, go into the Spotify app and make sure that you have your notifications turned on so you see the notification when we do post new podcasts. You can share to your ex, formerly known as Twitter, not your actual ex. You can share to Facebook, Instagram. I almost just said Twitter. And there's other places you can share to. You can email the links, you can text the links, you can share them on Messenger, you can share them on your stories on Facebook and on Instagram. Pretty sure you can share it to Snapchat. I don't fucking know. There's multiple ways to share it. You guys just keep sharing it, inviting your friends to listen and share. And we will see you guys soon for season 4. And I forgot what else I was going to say, but that's all right. Alright, well, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time, and remember to invite all your friends.